Father, grant unto us hearts like Father Abraham, who was strong in faith, counting those things that were not as though they were, believing that what you had promised, you're also able to perform it. So, Lord, we're looking to your promises and anchoring our faith to thus saith the Lord, and help us, Lord, to believe it in just the details that are given, and all of the details are given. Exactly as you said, we will not, Lord God of heaven, allow our heart to be twisted or perverted or turned aside into unbelief, to cause your word to be doubted or questioned when it should be believed and received and acted on. Lord, help us to act our faith and to show of a truth that we believe that what you have promised, you're able to perform it. Lord, to those who are lost here this morning, you clearly gave instruction in your word how to get saved. Help them to receive the word of God and anchor their faith to thus saith the Lord, and watch your miracle working power make them a new creature in Christ. And to your children, Lord, who told in your word that we're to go on to perfection, we're not going to be in any way shaken by that. That word doesn't disturb us. What you said can be done because you're the one that does it. And Lord, we believe that you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Let more power work in us this morning, even the power of the faith of God that cannot doubt, that will not waver. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for what the marvelous grace of our God can do in dealing with carnality in the hearts of your children. We pray this morning, Lord, for what thou hast wrought for Peter, you will work in each and every one of us until this is all purged out, and that meek spirit that he had, that even when Paul reproved and rebuked him one day, instead of answering back with a humble, meek spirit and a bowed head, accepted the reproof of the man of God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will manifest yourself to our hearts, that we will become more and more Christ-like, that the world will believe that truly we are your children. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning that while our minds and hearts may be dull of hearing and dull of comprehending, we get worried, we get upset and frustrated and even fret and fear when things are going wrong. Instead of letting these troubles drive us to you, they drive us every other direction but you, because we know that only those we have the most confidence in we go to when we're in trouble. The less confidence we show in you, we go then to where we have the most confidence, and that is to earthly help in the arm of flesh, which is bound to fail us. And it has done that many times. Lord, this morning there are souls that are lost in this place. They've tried to get right. They've tried to change and reform. They've tried to even go to churches and try to follow a creed of a church, but that hadn't worked. That hadn't changed their nature and heart. And they feel that they're nearly in despair, that there's no hope for them. But Lord, we're glad this morning you're the miracle worker. Help them to turn wholly to you for their soul's salvation. And those of your children here that have any problem and perplexity and difficulty in their life, physical or financial or spiritual, or even in the members of their household, Lord, cause it to be this morning that we'll profit by this lesson from your word, that you can take little and multiply it and make much out of it when it's put in your hands. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are the miracle worker. You haven't changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you did back there, you can do today. And we're claiming victory and deliverance, and give us a great service to follow. But we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. That we are the Lord's workmanship, we are not a finished product when we are saved. He begins His good work in us, and He will continue working in us until the day of Jesus Christ. Father, thank You for the freedom and the liberty that You've given to Your servant to declare unto Your children the counsel of our God. I trust, Lord, that my heart was so yielded, enough yielded to You, that You were able to speak and say things through me that I never even thought of before. This we already know, and thank You for it. And appreciate, Lord God of heaven, what light and insight You've given us into our heart, how that You are the one who works on us. We are Your workmanship. So we surrender and yield to You this morning, Lord, and cooperate with You so that You can continue and finish the work that You began, that we will be perfected in Christ and made partakers of the divine nature, ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's a man or woman here this morning unsaved, still outside of the ark of safety, who has had little confidence in Christianity because they haven't seen many real, genuine Christians, Lord, You just let them see some real ones and some genuine ones here today. Cause it to be in the altar service to come that Your Spirit will tug at their heart. They'll no longer, they'll be blinded and deceived by the devil and go their own self-chosen course, going astray and away from You by turning to their own way. But they will turn to You and receive You, because You said, return unto Me and I will return unto you. O God, save souls today. Forgive and cleanse and wash and heal and sanctify and fill with Your Spirit and do a mighty work, making us more and more like Yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. And all said, amen. God bless you to you.
Father, we thank You this morning for Your word and the instruction that You gave to us, that there is a price to be paid in order to receive of these seven most valuable possessions that You want us to have. You told us to buy. And Lord, we're going by Your grace right after each and every one of them. If You esteem them so valuable to put in Your word, we esteem them valuable enough to obtain. And we're willing, Lord, to pay the price of self-denial and of sacrificing our time and strength and effort and energy and go in there and exercise ourselves in Your word to searching out the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, and that we may walk in that truth and be enlightened by it and also be protected by it from the errors of the ungodly who are spiritually blind. No wonder You said, woe be unto you blind guides, blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they shall both fall into the ditch. Father, keep us from being deceived by man-made opinions, and let us know, thus saith the Lord, have Thy word rooted and grounded in our heart, and so sow Thy word, Thy truth in our heart, that, Lord God of heaven, that nothing can root it out, that enemy will not be able to steal it away from us, but we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Father, I thank You for that good anointing, that we ever receive this anointing from You and understand all things by the anointing of Thy Spirit, You said in 1 John 2:27. And may that anointing Spirit be treasured and valued by each and every one of us, and knowing that there is more in store. Lord, we pray that You will help us to check our lamps and just be sure that every day we get a fresh supply, and that we would have a fresh oil as You have so fully and faithfully declared in Your word. In Jesus' precious name, we ask it all. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Now, Father, may the Holy Spirit so enlighten our eyes and give understanding to our hearts that, Lord Jesus, the message that You gave to us about the wise and the foolish virgins is to make us informed and wise virgins, and that we would be wise to know the importance, the necessity, and the value of having plenty of spiritual oil. We remember Your servant David has said that Thou anointest my head with oil. And we notice, Lord, that you're the one that does the anointing and not people. And you said that his cup ran over. Oh God, we pray for a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost, that our cups will truly run over. Have more than enough, more in store in your heavenly reservoirs for oil for plenty for all of us. And Lord, let it be this morning that every lamp be trimmed and every light burning when you come again, so that we can go in with you to the wedding, and then the door will be shut, as you said. Lord, we want to be on the inside when the door is shut. So let it be for everyone here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you one and all. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We bless you, Lord, for the timely message that you bring to our heart to keep us watching, to keep us going forth to meet our bridegroom, to help us to keep our lamps trimmed and burning, that we live in a state of readiness, of expectation, and that we are not going to get drowsy and sleepy and then find ourselves left out in the midnight hour. For those who were ready went in, and those who were not ready could not go in. And Lord, because you want all, everyone here in the marriage supper of the Lamb, you have called us to again sound out the message, give forth your solemn words, and to help us, Lord, to take earnest heed to them, lest at any time we should let them slip away from us. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And be there a man or a woman here this morning unsaved, not prepared to meet you, Lord, not in the family of God. May this worship service shall conclude this morning. We pray that they will find themselves coming to an altar of prayer and make peace with their God through our Lord Jesus Christ and his atoning blood. For we ask it in his name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a good day. And now, Father, we pray that you will bless the word to our hearts. Thank you for the privilege of sharing these sacred truths with your children. And Lord, be there any here today who are unsaved and not ready for you to meet you at your coming, because they're not in the family of God. They have not been washed and clean and made virgin pure. We pray this morning, ere this service come to close, that they will make their peace with thee and enjoy Bible salvation and have the assurance that if death should claim them or you should come, they'll be ready to meet you at your coming. If there are any of your children here, Lord, who like the foolish virgins have been careless and neglectful and have even been very indifferent toward their oil supply and checking their oil supply, may this time, Lord, be one of taking inventory of their heart, and that we need to be filled and checked on our own experience and grace to be sure that our vessel is full of divine oil, of thy Holy Spirit. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
We used to sing a song. We used to teach it to the boys and girls. One door and only one. And yet, its sides are two. Inside and outside. Which side are you? Just one door and only one. And yet, its sides are two. I'm on the inside. Which side are you? Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the simplicity of your word. So simple, so clear, so plain, that You gave this parable, this earthly illustration, a beautiful one, to show unto all of those dear people, especially to that blind man that had been miraculously healed and saved, that though he was put out of man's organization, he wasn't put out of yours, and how you received him and welcomed him. And you then told about those who try to climb up some other way, bypassing the door into the sheepfold. Lord, if there's anybody here tonight that has tried to come in by church letter or by some good recommendation from somebody else or by their good works or by their nice, smooth, oily tongue, but they bypass the door, may they this night say that they've hurt themselves. Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we pray that this gospel of your saving power, this gospel that you said to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We thank you for this salvation from sin. And Lord, that has been made a reality in many hearts. But Lord, we do know that some along the journey did not keep themselves unspotted from the world. The world has polluted and touched and corrupted and spoiled and soiled them. And tonight, they're not what they used to be. They've lost the joy of their salvation. They've lost the witness of the Spirit. And Lord God, we pray that this night shall be a real renewal as we leave out this old year. And should you tarry and bring us into a new one, we want to be ready to enter into it clean in our heart, saved thoroughly through and through from head to toe. O Son of God, by your Holy Spirit, tug at hearts tonight and draw us to yourself. We want to be real, genuine Christians, legitimate born Christians, people that have come in by way of you, Lord Jesus, the only door to heaven. No other way. You are the only one. We're glad that, Lord Jesus, you're waiting to receive those who will come. This night, let it be so that somebody shall be brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. No climbing to it, effortless. And the door is open, and you're ready and welcoming them to come. And Lord, before the door is forever shut, may this be the night that people make their calling and election sure. Because you said today, if you'll hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. May this day somebody find peace for the lonely soul. Somebody be reclaimed and restored. We ask it in Jesus' name. Earnestly, fervently, we pray, O God, thy Holy Spirit will tug and draw people to yourself. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you this morning. Our hearts are blessed to know what you came to do. Give us life and that more abundant life in each and every area of our life where we need this abundant supply. We're glad that you made the abundant supply because you knew we needed it. And Lord, let not a one be robbed and cheated of these benefits of Calvary. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to head an altar call, but my time has already passed, so we trust that the Lord will speak to your hearts, and those of you who do not know Jesus will receive him.
Lord of heaven, here we see in your word a man that was weighed and didn't even know he was weighed. You've got a way of weighing people beyond their knowledge and consciousness and awareness and recognition. You've been weighing some folks here tonight, and they don't fare very well on your scales. And I pray tonight at this altar, Lord, that those adjustments will be made between their maker and their soul, that when they stand before you in that day, they'll weigh in good and pass into the wonderful place you've gone to prepare for them that love you. And here you say, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Spirit of God, speak to every heart, that nobody will drown out Holy Ghost conviction or brush it off to another time. Help us to be honest enough in our heart that if we would leave this place and death would claim us, and our heart will quit beating, and we go out into eternity, that we'll not go out weighed in the balances and found wanting. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.